Hello and welcome. I'm Gary Scheib. Thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. Well, we are, of course, right in the middle of summer and people are out enjoying our beautiful Northwest. It just so happens there are a lot more places to go and things to do than you might realize. Joining me today is the Snoqualmie Program Manager from the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust, Jennifer McEwen, and Connor Inslee. He is the interim CEO at Carnation Farms. Jen and Connor, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Thanks for having us.
Did I get that? That's kind of a fancy title there, Jen, the Snoqualmie Program Manager.
Yes, it is. But it really is just working with the community in the Snoqualmie Valley.
Okay, so. Well, it's fun to sound important, though, once in a while.
That's true.
But working with people and working with the community, that's really what the Mountains to Sound Greenway is all about, isn't it?
That's right. The Greenway is a local nonprofit, and it's really about connecting people with the landscape. So yeah, we've been around for about 25 years and have done a lot of work. We work to get important land. It's important for wildlife, for protecting water quality and air into public ownership. But then we also do a lot of other cool things, like we take kids outside to go on a hike through our education program. We also do build trails and maintain trails. We plant trees, do all sorts of fun things.
Yeah, and so many of us, without thinking of it and realizing it, visit this part of the area all the time. So I recently drove from Ellensburg right into town on I-90, and I guess I was right in the heart of the Mountains to Sound Greenway. Can you describe it physically for the listeners, what we're talking about?
Sure. The Greenway is 1.5 million acres, and it goes from the Seattle waterfront to Ellensburg. So it goes along I-90, but then it also goes pretty far north and south of I-90 as well.
And how can you describe that? I mean, it's just up to the next highway, or is it incorporates all these communities, not just the outdoor area, right?
It does. Yes, it includes lots of, I think it's 27 different cities, but it's actually based on watersheds. So there's three different watersheds in that area. And today we're going to be talking about one of those watersheds, which is the Snoqualmie Valley.
I see. So the Mountains to Sound Greenway, you guys are a nonprofit that sort of work with the other people in that area. It's not just the physical land, it's the people and the things going on in that area, right?
That's right, yep.
Sort of a coordinating, entity that gets people together and with like minds and purposes and says, hey, if you want to do this with your land, talk to these guys because they're interested in this. And if you both work together, it might, I mean, it's not, because for years when people thought about, talking about the outdoors and ecology and the environment, it seemed like it was loggers and ranchers against hikers and bikers or something. But you guys have sort of found a way to get people to talk together to realize, hey, you all have common goals. Let's work on those. Is that kind of what I'm thinking?
Yeah, that's right. We work with a very collaborative model, and we have a really large board. So we have about 60 on our board. And when we first started, one of the things that we were known for was having both Weyerhaeuser and the Sierra Club on our board.
Yeah.
So having a really, really diverse board means that at the end of the day, you have a vision and a plan that many different people have bought into, and I think make for a much more sustainable end result.
And so we're talking public lands, private businesses like Carnation Farms, rural agriculture, recreation, and encompasses like this station's transmitters up there in Tiger Mountain. All various parties, do they see this the same? How do you continue to coordinate that? What you said, some 20-some years. It's a big board, but you must have to actively continue to, because things change and people change and communities, especially if you talk the Snoqualmie Valley, it's still small towns in there, but a lot of people move out there after they've experienced city life thinking, I'll just live out here and drive into the city, but they want to keep it rural and people change. How do you guys keep the conversation going and the communication open? That's such a big and changing, diverse community we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think the way to think about it is that it's a lot bigger than our staff. So the Mountains to Sound Greenway is a vision that many, many, many different partners, whether they're from the recreation community or from the farming community or from business or from the environmental sector, they are bought in and helping to carry it out so that it goes a lot further.
Yeah. Okay. So before I forget, Mountains to Sound Greenway, you are a nonprofit and online. So I'll throw this out right now. So before I forget, Mountains to Sound, it's mtsgreenway.org, right?
That's right.
And that stands for Mountains to Sound, mtsgreenway.org.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fun fact, because people always wonder why we have such a long and complicated name.
It's not that complicated.
Is that in 1990, when the economic boom was really coming with Boeing and Microsoft, folks in this area that really treasured these natural lands wanted to figure out a way to keep as much as we could in that beautiful state while having the growth. And so they actually hiked from Snoqualmie Pass, the mountains, to the sound. And a year later is when the nonprofit formed.
Yeah, that's cool. I love it. And we're also talking about like the entities in it. And Connor's here from Carnation Farms. Carnation, I mean, let's describe the Snoqualmie Valley, not just this little town of, I'll say little town. Maybe that's an insult to the folks that live there. Carnation, Duval, Snoqualmie, North Bend. I mean, give us the once over on the valley and then talk about Carnation Farms itself,
sure.
Connor, please.
The valley is a beautiful space. If you haven't spent much time out there, I moved there a few years ago and I've been enjoying every minute of it. Something you mentioned a minute ago that kind of strikes a chord in describing the valley. You talked about there being the loggers and the hikers and maybe this tiff or difference of opinion that used to exist. If you go to any of the refreshing beverage establishments in the afternoon on a weekend in the valley from North Bend, Snoqualmie, Fall City, Carnation, you'll see a bicyclist with a mountain bike and, yeah, you know, some bikers that are riding Harleys all sitting around the same table having a beverage at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you know, same with, you get the agricultural workers in there with the hikers. And I think we're starting to see a lot more of everybody just coming together and enjoying that valley. Just, you know, the development is maybe a challenge, but it's being managed really well. Carnation Farms, where I am, is our entire area, I'm not sure how much of the valley, but our 818 acres is zoned through King County just for agricultural. So we're not able and we're never going to be a housing development. It's going to be preserved. We're also a wildlife preserve there, so it's a sanctuary for the birds. As far as describing our property, it's an amazing piece of property on the floodplain of the Snoqualmie Valley. There's nothing more pristine than a late fall evening or morning out there when the fog is low and the sun is coming up over it. We've got two herd of elk that are just amazing. They work their way through the valley. There's abundant wildlife. So the urban growth of Seattle has not trampled the amazing tranquility of the valley just yet. And I don't think it's gonna.
You know, I loved your description there for radio. That's really good. Are you a writer? You must be. You ought to if you're not.
No, I just stand out in the fog a lot with my dog.
Okay, good.
And I think about it.
I like that too. That's another good image. A lot of us will maybe go to Snoqualmie Falls and take our out-of-town visitors there, especially when the water's flowing, if it's the spring or winter, and say, wow, look how the water come crashing down. But we kind of rarely go up the valley and do what you just described, look at those pristine things, or pull off and have that adult beverage maybe with other people that we might meet. So tell us about what this Savor Snoqualmie Valley is all about. This is a program that the Mountains to Sound Greenway and has sort of, I guess, coordinated with the members and the people who live in the valley, in Fall City and North Bend and Carnation and Duval. I mean, we can savor Snoqualmie Valley and actually taste and drink and live off of what's going on up there, and we rarely do. Give us the once over on that, please, Jen.
Sure. So Savor Snoqualmie Valley, which just launched in March, is something that's been in the works for almost 2 years now. And one of the best things, maybe the best thing about it, is that it was put together by the residents and community members in a way to do two things, really. One is to really find a way to celebrate and promote the things that are really, really important to them that they want to preserve and have other people enjoy, such as local food and farms and the arts and heritage, and also to have a strong connected local economy. So the towns that you mentioned out there, there are four cities, Duval, Carnation, Snoqualmie, and North Bend, as well as the unincorporated towns of Falls City and Preston. They, you know, have main streets, historic main streets, which you don't see a lot of times these days in bigger places, but they are working on finding a way to for their businesses to stay open and for there to be local support to have a really vibrant and healthy town in a rural setting.
Mm. And this is still the kind of main street focused town that can have a farmer's market, that can have, I don't know if you call them bistro or boutique type of stores and retail.
Mom and pop.
Okay, yeah, that's what that's the phrase I'm looking for. Yeah. And they really are a wonderful part of, and I think you used the word heritage in there, of why we live here and enjoy the Northwest, and they're right here. It's easy to go visit, right? And there's a lot that goes on out there, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. When, I probably made my first trip to Carnation Farms probably 7 years ago or so. And leaving Seattle at the time, I kind of blocked my calendar for the work day to go out there and make this visit and thought, oh, it's way out there. This is, you know, a big deal. And now I spend a lot of time driving back and forth. It's 40 minutes from downtown to Carnation Farms. Most of the Snoqualmie Valley is within 40 minutes of downtown. And it's, you know, the I-90 corridor, easy access. One of the amazing things is you drive on that big, huge divided freeway and you stop off in Preston and get on one of the side roads and all of a sudden it's quiet and there's people out enjoying it. You're in small towns right away. It's a pretty unique experience.
It is. And I think, was it the Growth Management Act was that late 80s or early 90s that we said, we do want to preserve this part of our culture. And you're right, it is kind of a challenge, though, to say, how do we keep it still vibrant economically in those small towns without development? You mentioned Carnation Farms won't be developed and become housing. And
part of it's because we're on a floodplain, but, you know.
Well, they're able to rewrite, you know, codes and things like that when they want to, it seems like. Let me, before I forget this, so this part of what's going on is online as well, right? Savor Snoqualmie Valley has its own website. Right? And that is just like it sounds. It's spelled out, SavorSnoqualmieValley.org, right? And that .org, again, that's a nonprofit entity itself, right?
It's actually just kind of underneath the Mount Sisson Greenway right now.
So you guys sort of manage that website?
Yep.
Okay. I love the website. I love the Mount Sisson Greenway website. You can find something going on really close. Like you said, it's right under our noses. Talk about, I don't know, the website maybe if you can, and talk about how to find something going on maybe in the next week or two.
Sure. So actually today, there's something really cool happening in Duval. It's called Sandblast. And it is a festival celebrating sand art creations.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think of just like little sand castles, but these are like magnificent works of art.
Oh, these are the elaborate, like professional sand castle builders?
Yeah.
Sand
But they're like sculptures. So that's happening from noon to 7 today.
In Duval?
In Duval.
Oh,
yep,
great.
At McCormick Park. Also, on the 23rd, there will be a garden talk and walk at Carnation Farms that you can find. And then another really cool thing that's happening throughout the summer, the first one is on July 22nd, and then they go through October. There's going to be 7 different farm dinners. And these are, just as you might imagine, a dinner where you show up and you actually have dinner in the farm field. Oftentimes they're interactive and they bring in a gourmet chef, and you are eating things from where you're sitting, basically.
So when we talk field to table, farm to table, that's not a very big trip.
It's like the reverse, table to farm.
Yeah. So what's that called, the farm dinners?
Farm dinners, yeah.
Oh, and so you can find those online?
So all of these activities are on SavorSnoqualmieValley.org.
SavorSnoqualmieValley.org.
We have a supper club coming up August 12th at the farm, and it's a farm to table dinner. Our executive chef comes down and prepares a meal with the guests, talking literally walking and talking through our organic garden and picking the produce and helping prepare a meal and showing the guests where the meal is coming from. And in addition to that, you get to sit down in the garden and have an amazing, very healthy organic meal. That's a pretty good deal.
That does sound really cool. You know, when I was a kid, Connor, and this was a long time ago, so I'll just say in the 60s, school field trips, I think it must have been fourth or fifth, maybe sixth grade. All of us seemed like, oh, it's the field trip to Carnation Farm. And it was farm, not farms. And we would see a demonstration of, you know, cows being milked, cheese being made or whatever. You guys aren't an active working farm like I'm thinking. You invite people out to the farm for cool things like that now, right?
Right,
but
no more dairy cows.
You do educate kids and on what's going on. Give us the once over on what Carnation Farms is, because you guys got a .org behind you.
We definitely do. It's amazing how much and how often I hear of folks like yourself, my mom being one of them, who said, I remember going there and they gave me an ice cream at the end.
I remember. That's of course. I remember. Right? I should have said the ice
cream,
too. We're
under a lot of pressure for that one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now you give them frozen carrots.
Yeah, now, you know, we're an organization. We're based on utilizing our organic farm to promote healthy living and food choices and lifestyle through that. So getting outside, exercising, eating healthy food, making healthy lifestyle choices, knowing where your food comes from. This spring, we started doing field trips again. We bring local buses out, bring the kids down to the garden. We take a tour of the garden. Our gardener, Rosie, is incredibly knowledgeable and does a lot of fun things where, you know, we're seeing kids, which is more and more rare these days, to walk up to a plant. They're pulling a flower off it that's edible that tastes like... We have one that tastes like green apple. I should know the name by now. I don't.
Sorrel.
Thank you. See?
It's a favorite of kids.
Yeah, they love it.
It's sour.
But it's really neat to take these kids who are often in an urban setting, and they come out in this idea of just pulling something out of the ground and eating it without it going to a factory and being sterilized and processed.
And packaged. And plastic packaged. Wrapped around it three different ways. And
yeah. It's you know, today is our, we have a farm camp going on. So it's a day camp, 5 days a week in the summer. Kids come out, they help in the garden, they learn about weeding, they make lunch. Yesterday they were making veggie wraps and learning about the food that was in them, and they walk around the farm. So it's a different model than Carnation Farm was, you know, 50 years ago. But we're still including the historical side. We do history tours for youth and adults alike. It just depends on how in-depth of a tour that you would like, and because the heritage is there, it's an amazing old farm. We want to connect people to it, and we want to be open.
I like that. Again, we hear about heritage and connecting people to the land and the Northwest where we live. We are talking this morning with Jennifer McEwen from the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust and Connor Inslee with Carnation Farms. And Carnation Farms is in the midst of the Mountains to Sound Greenway. Well, we all are. If you can hear this radio transmission, you're within the Mountains to Sound Greenway, I think. 1.5, did I get that right? 1.5 million acres of natural land connected, multi-purpose, Seattle all the way up the I-90 corridor to all the way to Ellensburg. Is right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That must be more than a million people as well.
Oh, you got me on that one.
It must be.
I don't know how many, but yeah, a lot of people.
And
I believe Seattle is still the fastest growing large city in the country.
20-some cities, I'm guessing, and towns, municipalities are in this. And a lot of recreational things, dude. A lot of hiking trails, mountain biking trails, and outdoor activities go on in the Mountains to Sound Greenway too, right?
That's right. There's all sorts of recreation. A lot of people are drawn to the Snoqualmie Valley for its recreation.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and there's actually going to be four new trails, either that have just opened or will be opening between now and the fall. So that's something I could share. So
yeah.
One of those, which is pretty cool, is you guys, I'm sure, have heard of Mount Si, very popular.
Probably one of the most hiked mountains around,
most
right?
Popular hike, I think, in the country, yeah.
So there is now a new trailhead at Teneriffe, Mount Teneriffe, which is the furthest trailhead on the Mount Si Road. And as they put that in, and a new trail up Teneriffe, they also put in connector trails. So you can now get from Teneriffe all the way to Little Si, or from Little Si all the way to Teneriffe Mount Si is in the middle. And this is a way that we can help reduce congestion and have more options in that very busy area.
That is cool because, yes, it is pretty crowded sometimes for hikers that want to go up to Mount Si. They say, let's go. Nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded.
Yeah, and we're actually working on a connector trail between the Snoqualmie Valley Trail, which is a regional trail that goes from Duval all the way to Rattlesnake Lake. It's only 800 feet between the Snoqualmie Valley Trail and the Little Si Trailhead parking lot. And so we're working on putting in a connector trail there so that you could actually just walk from downtown North Bend all the way. You could actually get all the way out to Tenerife. So pretty cool.
Neat.
So those connector trails are open right now. Another one that's coming up is Granite Creek Trail and Trailhead. It's a new trailhead and trail just out the Middle Fork Road past Mailbox, and that will be open midsummer. We also have the Raging River Phase 1, which is 15 miles of mountain biking trails. So most people have heard of Rattlesnake Lake and the hike up to the ledges.
Yes.
This is on the backside of the mountain, and it will be done late summer, early fall. And then a new multi-use trail that's 9 miles. So if you go there and back, it's 18 miles long. And it's at Eulalie State Park. And so that's multi-use. So you can hike there, but you can also do mountain biking. And that will be done in early fall. So a lot of really cool things going on.
And I love the website, mtsgreenway.org, has a really cool way to find a hike or something to do. It's like the map moves around or something. I can't remember it now because I was just on it the other day. You can find a hike. It can zoom in. It's got, I don't know if you can describe that for radio or not, Jen, but
are you talking about the interactive map on Saver or?
On the MTS Greenway.
So there's one on the Greenway website, and then there's also one on Saver Snoqualmie Valley that's interactive that you can find all different kinds of recreation.
Yes, they both do these.
Yeah, so you can zoom in and zoom out and click on a particular one and find out more information about it. And then online and in person, you can find our new Snoqualmie Valley trail map. So you can find that at any like visitor center in the valley. And that's a great way that you can see both the Snoqualmie Valley Trail as well as a lot of the surrounding attractions.
Yeah, and I have a few of those brochures myself. You open it up and say, oh, there's a farmer's market here. There's a cool winery there. There's a brewery up there. I didn't know that. You could spend a great weekend hopping around different parts of the Snoqualmie Valley and in the little towns and find a whole bunch of new things you didn't know were out there.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about some things coming up then. You mentioned a few, but I also saw something on August 2nd, North Bend, a Family Nature Club Jamboree. It almost sounds like a nudist camp. It's not that, is it?
It's family friendly.
Family Nature Club, you know? Okay, that's not it, is it?
No, okay. Not quite. So this is our second time to hold this, and it's kind of like an outdoor festival.
Okay.
People are fully clothed.
Oh, good.
And it's going to...
Because I'm thinking of mosquitoes. But, you know.
Lots of sunscreen, too.
Sunscreen.
It's going to be at Meadowbrook Farm, which is right in between Snoqualmie and North Bend, a large farm. And there will be about a dozen organizations, including Carnation Farms. And every organization will have an activity. So the way that it'll work is families will show up and they'll get a passport. And it'll take them to all the different stations. So they'll do the activity. So they'll be like geocaching, survival skills, everything about elk, wildlife tracking. There's one that's you pretend you're a salmon trying to find your way back to your stream using your sense of smell because that's how they find it. So you have to smell things as you go.
Oh, cool.
And so it's a free event, and it's a great way for families to come out and just enjoy time with their kids, learning cool things about the outdoors.
Yeah, this does sound really cool for a family, especially who want to introduce their kids. Maybe they're, I don't know, I'm thinking 8 and under would really be able to grab a parent to say, look, here is where a carrot comes from. You know, this is the farmland is right out here. And this is how things that we see and enjoy all the time end up on our dinner table, et cetera.
That's one of our goals at Carnation Farms. We're doing family retreats this fall to kind of align with the traditional harvest season where it's families and family members come out. They stay in the property. We have very comfortable lodging. It's more a hotel style than dorm style. Families have private rooms. Each room has a private bathroom and shower with it. They have heating, air conditioning. We do meals in the kitchen with our chef, and the goal is to get the entire family out and experiencing it. So we've got numerous hiking trails that we're getting open on the property that explore the hillside and the watershed and go through some of our different stages of managed timber that we have on the property. Walks down by the river. Cover all sorts of things with these family retreats. We have bees. So we did a class on beekeeping, 101, how to keep your own bees.
Wonderful.
Because that's becoming a new, you know, a rage these days.
And
you know.
Chickens 101.
Chickens, yeah.
And
we
so
have chickens. I live next door to the chickens. The roosters are they're crowing now, but there was like a painful probably a month where they were going through that adolescence of crowing.
I didn't
where they
know
just
that
kinda,
okay.
It was a crow, but then it would just kind of sound like it was also dying at the same time until they really figured it out.
Learn how to, got to teach them how to cock-a-doodle-doo
yeah.
themselves.
Yeah. But now they're doing it, and we got eggs.
So you guys are kind of an event. People can go out there. Can you host events?
Absolutely, yeah.
Can you, like, have weddings in all these farms and places out here?
We have beautiful weddings on the farm.
Retreats and getaways.
Yeah. You know, one of our unique capabilities in the it's still a functioning farm. We have lots of hay. The guys are out baling hay today. We're in the garden working. There's some cattle up on the hill, but we still have this capacity to deliver retreats and host weddings.
Your big dinner's in the Hippodrome. I think you should tell them about the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome. That's our Hippodrome was an indoor riding arena that has since had a beautiful hardwood floor put in, or a wood floor put in. But it's this beautiful arched timber open air arena that is kind of the lifeblood of our programs. So when we have camps going on, we have the kids or we have families out, they have all their meals there. We do dancing, we do talent shows. We can host more formal dinners there.
Connected but to a commercial kitchen.
Yep. It's we can serve 500 plates at a time.
That's
out of there.
Neat.
And it's just beautiful. You have to see it.
All right. Well, hey, we are going to run out of time today, so I want to make sure our listeners can get more information. We've been talking to Jennifer McEwen and Connor Inslee from the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust and Carnation Farm. So what did we leave out? I mean, there's got to be so much more. Would you just direct them to the website?
Because I would say, check the
calendar.
Website and, you know, carnationfarms.org. There's a whole calendar on there. We've got summer camps going on throughout the summer. We have residential camps for youth coming up in August where they stay with us at the camp. We take them out. We do discovery-based learning in the garden, in the woods, on the trails, by the river, family programs, retreats. We are, thanks to help from the Audubon Society, we're doing some bird watching. They're going to send some of their experts out do some bird watching.
There
the
is
property.
Excellent birding out in the Snoqualmie Valley.
Oh, it's amazing
Valley,
birding,
yes.
Yeah. And we've got lots of partnership programs, lots of just one-day workshops and opportunities to come out and experience the farm. And then, of course, a fall festival because we can't be a
I was going to say the harvest time must
harvest
be a big
festival,
deal
yep.
in Snoqualmie Valley.
Yep.
And then so that's carnationfarms.org. You got your own
correct.
List of great
it's
things.
It's all on there.
SaverSnoqualmieValley.org is the website for all the entities yep. in the Snoqualmie Valley,
that's
right?
That's right. So we have an interactive map where you can find things like where all the museums are. You can find where to go mountain biking. We have a calendar of events that has all these different events that are coming up. We also have itineraries. Like if you have a day that you want to spend out there, you can have your day planned out for you. It's by theme.
Great idea.
And then we also have a blog. So our latest blog is all the You Pick Farms. You can see where to pick strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries.
That is cool. And then, of course, the Mountains to Sound Greenway has its own website, too, mtsgreenway.org.
That's right.
That's right. So much more information is online that we can cram in here in a half hour. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us out.
Pleasure learning about the Snoqualmie Valley and so much that is out there right here under our noses here in Seattle. Thank you guys for being here. We have been talking this morning with Jennifer McEwen, the Snoqualmie Program Manager from the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust and the interim CEO at Carnation Farms, Connor Inslee. Jennifer and Connor, thank you guys so much for coming in today. A great big thank you to everyone at the Mountains to Sound Greenway and Savor Snoqualmie Valley for the beautiful scenery and the recreational opportunities and just sharing that all with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
I am Gary Scheib. Thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference in our community.